Right now, it's 8:51, 67 degrees. We've had some rain so far this morning here outside our WILO studios in Urbana. And with some more details on agricultural weather, we bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. Indeed, we do have a little bit of light rain occurring right across the heart of Illinois from central through northeastern portions of the state. It's nothing too heavy, but we do have it out there. It's another little bit of a hindrance to some of our field work. We expect to see, weather conditions relatively good across a big part of the Midwest as we go forward through this next several day period. And by good, I'm really referring to the fact that we're going to be relatively well balanced with rain and sunshine and warm temperatures. Certainly, late season field work that's still occurring in the form of planting is going to be disrupted every once in a while by some rainfall. But the lower parts of the Midwest will actually see the least amount of rainfall. And, of course, the month of May was pretty dry across quite a bit of the lower Midwest, and that's in direct contrast with the very wet conditions that occurred in the previous 30 days. And all the cool weather that occurred earlier this season certainly left us with an abundance of moisture around until this past few weeks, and we've been seeing a decline in that moisture situation. So we need to see a little bit of a boost in rainfall, and certainly the later we go into this month, the more that need is going to become significant. Rain is going to occur fairly often, though, across the Great Lakes region and most of the Midwest, actually, with the exception of the Ohio River Basin area, which will see the least amount of precipitation. Temperatures out there this morning are running mostly in the 60s and lower 70s, and the warmest weather is in Indiana and parts of southern Illinois ahead of that little weak disturbance that's coming to go across the region. Now, the precipitation that's coming up here in this next day or two is going to be somewhat erratic. I really don't think we're going to see good generalized rainfall across any part of the Midwest. So getting into the fields for spraying and or late season planting is not going to be too much of a problem. Any delays that occur are going to be very brief. A more significant rain event is expected to occur as we go from Friday afternoon on into the heart of the weekend. This will start off in the upper Midwest, so really the lower parts of the region will still be dry for the most part on Friday. But as we go into Saturday and Sunday, a frontal system will bring some scattered showers across the region. We expect most of the significant rains to be up across the Great Lakes region, Wisconsin, Michigan, parts of Minnesota, maybe the northernmost sections of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio will pick up on some one-inch plus amounts of rainfall, but we're not expecting it to be outrageously great. I think for the most part it'll be a beneficial event for quite a few areas. The lower parts of the Midwest will see amounts that will run more, a couple tenths of an inch, upwards to three quarters of an inch, with a couple of pockets that might get an inch or so. That disturbance will be primarily over the weekend, as I suggested, and after that we'll see some drier weather occur again during the early part of next week. Another little disturbance will show up later next week. Our best drying window is probably going to occur during the work week next week. I think a lot of areas will likely go through a period of net drying. And temperatures will stay in a seasonable range. I don't think we're going to see anything quite as warm as what we'll hear about in the media on the west coast of the U.S. and Canada. We'll see a lot of excessive heat coming up as our first significant ridge of the season begins to build. Temperatures out there in the far west will likely be up towards the 15 degrees above average. But that heat is not expected to get into the heart of the Midwest. It'll stop out in parts of the plains. We'll see a big increase in temperatures next week across hard red winter wheat country, but it won't get into the Corn Belt. So most of our temperatures here near term will be 70s and 80s here today and tomorrow and probably on Friday as well. Over the weekend, we'll cool down to some upper 60 and 70-degree readings. Most of those upper 60s will be across the Great Lakes region. So not a bad scenario for us overall. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.